You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin finds poetry in aging as he searches for a silver lining to his sagging jowl.
And a very good morning to you all. Sometimes only poetry can help us to accept the crap hand that life has dealt us. Just when a man emerges from adolescence, when he's about 45, he begins to realise profound stuff. And a lot of this, I think, has to do with the degeneration of your body. One day you look in the mirror and you look like some famine appeal poster child. The next day you look like you've swallowed a basketball. Where's the intermediary physique? Huh? Moderately portly, bearing the obvious signs of a man who was drunk on some fine wines and dined on some of the world's finest cheeses. No, one minute you're skeletal, next minute you look like you're 8 months pregnant. It's not fair, huh? Boo hoo hoo. Like, really? Really, you're upset because it's not fair. Glory be to God. You haven't been to see an Irish doctor lately. Ah, if he suspects that you're whining, he'll tell you, cheer up, the worst is yet to come. Deal with it, people, deal with it. And if you can, why not try to enlist the support of an expert, a poet? I have such fond recollections of studying Thomas Kinsella's poetry in school. And what really amazes me is that even though I was, well, in my mind, a very mediocre student, but I was getting harsh lessons in the reality of life from a very early age. Let me give you an example. Kinsella has got a great poem about ageing called Mirror in February. I was probably 17 when my teachers first introduced me to it, but because Thomas Kinsella is such a bloody genius, I got it. I got the idea that someday I would be a menopausal male staring into a mirror as I shaved myself, and that I would have to come to terms with my own decaying body and mind. Kinsella taught me that I could at least gain some inspiration, maybe, from nature in terms of pruning. You see, in the poem Mirror in February, there's an orchard outside. And this is the part that I really love, where he talks about the trees outside that have been hacked clean for better bearing. I've never, ever forgotten those lines, the notion that we, just like plants, sometimes must undergo hardship in order to emerge a better person. And, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to depress you or anything, because I draw a certain dignity from Kinsella's poem. I think it behooves us all to accept certain inevitabilities as gracefully as we can. Here's the poem. It's called Mirror in February by Thomas Kinsella. The day dawns with the scent of must and rain, of opened soil, dark trees, dry bedroom air. Under the fading lamp, half-dressed, my brain idling on some compulsive fantasy, I towel my shaven jaw and stop and stare, riveted by a dark, exhausted eye, a dry, downturning mouth. It seems again that it is time to learn in this untiring, crumbling place of growth, to which, for the time being, I return. Now, plainly, in the mirror of my soul, I read that I have looked my last on youth and little more, for they are not made whole that reach the age of Christ. Below my window, the wakening trees, hacked clean for better bearing, stand defaced, suffering their brute necessities. And how should the flesh not quail, that span for span is mutilated more? In slow distaste, I fold my towel with what grace I can, not young and not renewable, but man. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.